Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, this is the moment you've all been waiting for.
Hey, gentlemen, show and Clinton show. I love your show. You guys are great.
And I've been listening to 610 since back in the 80s. This is the best combination for afternoon drive time sports radio I've ever heard. Show, Clint, you guys got it going on, man. I really appreciate your show.
Oh, show, Clint. I love the show, man.
You guys are by far my favorite show to listen to.
I love what y'all do. I'm in love with the show, man.
Thank you guys for bringing us a first-class sports show to the city.
I love you guys. You guys are amazing, man.
Listen to the show. Really like what you guys are doing.
What's up, Clint? How y'all doing, man?
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, let's do this thing on a sexy-ass Tuesday.
Really? Sexy, right, huh? That's where we're going with it, out of the gate, huh?
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Feeling sexy, good about yourself,
sexy
huh?
Sexy Tuesday, about the entire show. It's a sexy Tuesday. Seth Payne on a Tuesday will be with us. We got it. It's fired up, man. Brooks Cabina a little bit later. The playmaker, Michael Irvin. So don't go nowhere. Stay right here.
W-O-W.
Giving away tickets. Giving away tickets.
Front row seats.
I mean, I don't.
Oh, my goodness.
You're listening at 4 o'clock, that 4 o'clock hour, front row seats, baby.
This is a game versus a team with a lot of injuries now. I mean,
talk yourself into this one.
Yeah, well, a lot of injuries to critical players. It's only been only been the case for 3 weeks. Now we're gonna get a month's worth of games of injured opponents.
They beat them last year, too. Come on.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay.
Anyway,
yeah.
You can win tickets. You Let's can win tickets. That. We're giving
Talking
away tickets on our show,
it.
Baby.
By Friday, can we talk ourselves into Oh, that's it. That's it. I like that.
I'm a part of the Meals Mafia, too.
Where the hell are we going to be for Miller Lite Football Friday? The Cooper's Barbecue?
Cooper's Old
yes.
Time Barbecue.
That's right.
Yes.
Here. Yeah, yeah. Off Katy Freeway. We're going to be out there. Maybe talk ourselves by Friday into, hey, maybe this is one you could pull off. The quarterback's not going to be 100%, so, hey, stay tuned.
Well, after that, I mean, maybe you have to wait till Friday to win the tickets to get excited about them. But we're giving away tickets.
Right
it's
going
to be it's a big game. It's a home
Start
game.
Start talking yourself into
it's we're giving away tickets.
I'm so excited.
You want to be there if Davis pulls it off.
I mean, I don't care what you think about this team. You get front row tickets to a National Football League game.
Right,
that's a good time.
We're trying to.
That's a good time.
We're trying to.
I'm being real here.
Hey, talk us down.
It's on the price of owning the house. Shoot. Front row?
Hell yeah.
In the bullpen? Hell, man.
Those beer prices over there at NRG right now?
I don't know who you might be. You might be sitting next to 50.
Yeah? Old Curtis.
No, he got a suite. But, I mean, hell, you never know what's out there.
You can drink 50.
Yeah, they gave him a suite. Yeah. He might come down and bring you that cognac. So you never know. So, yeah, make sure you stay tuned. All right, speaking of Michael Irvin, we're here from the playmaker because he was on one. I'm watching Monday Night Football last night, fellas. And I know I ain't alone. And I know many of you Texans fans out there were thinking the same damn thing. How come Davis Mills can't do what Cooper Rush does? How come he can't?
Here comes the
yeah, here comes Cooper. I mean, we're 2 weeks in a row. Cooper Rush is, hell, he's doing stuff that the Texans aren't even asking for Davis to do.
Glory hole.
There you go, Jerry. By the way, check up Jerry, man. I don't know what was wrong with his left eye, but something was up in that Arkansas A&M game. Boy, prayers out for Jerry. I don't know what that was. But they asked him. He had to go and win the game against the Bengals. And yesterday, very similar situations that Davis Mills were in, where he had to hold it together, make some plays in the fourth quarter, and help them win two in a row on the road against the Giants. I mean, there's not a talent discrepancy between Cooper Rush and Davis Mills. How come Davis can't do the same damn thing?
Well, I think there's...
What the hell's the difference?
I agree with you. They're tangibly, physically, in terms of gifts, I think they're very similar.
Okay, there is no difference.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, look, I don't think... We're splitting hairs here. There's nothing that just jumps off the screen. You go, this guy's better than that guy. No, you're talking Cooper Rush, Davis Mills, very similar.
There's nothing that says, all right, well, Cooper has this in his bag, and that's why...
No, not physically, tangibly, no, that's not the case. There's two things, though, that I feel very confident in saying there's no moment that's too big for Cooper Rush.
He is
unbelievably comfortable.
That's three games.
He
now,
is
right?
Unfazed. He does not blink. Ice water in the veins, whatever you want to call it. He's got that it factor in the fourth quarter where
you had three more.
I don't. I may have had I planned this sermon, this speech, but I mean, look, he's clearly got that it factor late in the ball game and win, lose or draw. He's confident. The huddle and the play caller, feed off of it, and it's a powerful thing in the fourth quarter. He's got it, okay? Davis Mills appears to this year. I never would have thought this based off of what we saw, small sample size last year. Never witnessed it last year. But this year, there's been three straight games where Davis Mills has displayed the lack of ice water in the veins, the lack of confidence in critical moments, and to a severe degree. I mean, it's been painful to watch in critical moments, and so that's one is that it factor internal intangible, if you will, that clearly Cooper Rush has that Mills has proven not to have over the last three games. I think number two is you got to consider the DNA of the coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Cowboys are a team that I'm having to beg to run the football. I'm having to beg them on third and one last night, third and one, touchdown lead late in the fourth quarter. There's some play action trick play trying to throw a little out route to a wide receiver. I can't tell you who he was, or a tight end. I can't tell you who he was. They hold the hell out of him. Should have been a flag, wasn't a flag. But at the end of the day, they should have ran the football. You chew up more clock. You never give them the opportunity to go down and make it a one. The Cowboys are a bombs away, stretch the field, throw the ball too much, be way too aggressive in the pass game. It's in their DNA. Kellen Moore, it's in his DNA. It's what he does. And Cooper Rush and Dak Prescott are coached that way. Over here, it's in Lovie Smith's DNA, and you got to believe that it's in Pep Hamilton's DNA at this point in time to really, really be conservative in all phases on the offense, to really preach to your quarterback. And I don't think this is a stretch, by the way. We talk about it a lot, but I don't – every time I hear Pep or Lovie speak, like they just reiterate or justify – my feelings towards how conservative they're coaching this kid to be.
How about a positive from yesterday?
Like to not come up there and go, hey, in that interception at the end, ball got tipped. Even if you don't want to blame it on Davis Mills. Hey, ball got tipped, it was intercepted. But Nico Collins was screaming. Just to let y'all know that we're doing some good things offensively, Nico Collins is screaming wide ass open for a 15-plus yard gain. Just to let y'all know.
Something but they don't.
We don't do that. We go, well, he was open. We were trying to throw the check down to Rex.
No,
their coach totally different.
It's hey. You can't do anything about tip balls.
Correct.
That's what it. No, I think those are two valid points. One, I mean, you just right now as we sit, and we got a lot of data. We got 16 ball games in the fourth quarter. Little buddy just ain't got it, and Cooper Rush
does
was making plays. He wasn't Rodgers or Brady or anything, but he was making the plays. Like, you know,
he was letting that thing eat. There wasn't no checkup.
He's giving him a chance. Like the fade route or the back shoulder, whatever he threw to CeeDee Lamb. He put it in harm's way, gave him a chance to go make a play.
That wasn't a good throw. That was a phenomenal throw. When you look at what he's from the 2 yard line. You can't put air on it. I mean, you got to throw that. That's between a one and a two trajectory. And he throws it soft enough to where CeeDee Lamb can catch it with one hand. Now, I'm not giving him credit for CeeDee's catch, obviously, but there's certain guys that throw heavy balls, there's certain guys that, did I say throw or have?
Throw.
There's certain guys that throw heavy balls.
Some guys have heavy ones too.
I would not know. How do y'all know?
It's all true.
That was my point. I don't know. I've weighed one set.
Like right now,
I've weighed one set in my life.
But there's 7 billion people in the world.
My brother, God bless his soul, had a much larger set. So they were by. I mean, you guys got to believe. In theory, I mean, they're heavier. But I've never weighed any others.
I mean, I've watched some videos. I can you could tell there are people who have heavy.
You think?
What kind of videos?
Yeah, what kind of videos you watching, man?
I think we could be adults and understand.
What kind of fetish you got going on here, bro?
I like the massage videos.
Masseuse. The
massage videos. I'll be honest with you. I've never watched any kind of video of a man's set getting massaged.
Have you shot Watson? Have some in common?
Well, I've had to slow down on that because of the.
It's kind of taboo in Houston now.
The recent climate I've had.
That category is definitely taboo in this town.
It is out. Yeah. I'm not saying that they were massaged. I mean, when you catch a film, you could say, wow, that guy's probably got heavy.
Probably got a heavy set of plums.
Back to Cooper's.
I mean, the
heavy
thing
set.
Is, the great throw to CeeDee Lamb was money. I mean, it was a better throw than we're giving it credit, for being completely honest. But you look at it, I mean, He threw a go route to 85 who almost caught it. Yeah. He threw a go route earlier in that – maybe it was in the third quarter because they were going the other direction. CeeDee Lamb.
Put it on the money. Just dropped it.
Yeah, it is just in there. He threw more go routes last night. He threw more straight, catch the snap, gun, three-step, or under center five, and let it rip vertically versus a one-on-one situation, one-on-one DB. And – he threw more in the second half of that football game than we've seen Davis Mills throw all year. Yeah. So, yeah, I think the biggest difference between the two are those two things. One we know has got ice water in his veins. The other one appears to not. The other one appears to have mess in his neck. And then you got a different DNA in terms of who's coaching these boys.
You know, and now I'm watching that.
I never
that.
Thought about that.
What?
One guy has ice water in his veins and the other one's got mess in his neck.
Seemed like it, man. That was pretty good for you to come up with that right there.
You've been coming up with all kinds of catchphrases.
I mean, putting them two together. I've used both of those several times. I don't know if I've ever put them together though.
And see, I think you should have just let that just settle in and let the people take.
Ignored it, but you just ignored it and kept going.
But I was
by all means, don't you stop and go. That's pretty clever right there.
I was just going to just let it sit. But really, I wanted to get to my next. Actually, that's probably why I just
hit that. There's the honesty.
All of that, watching that, everything you're saying right now, everything you're talking, and thinking like Cooper Rush, and I'm thinking Cooper Rush is a backup, probably a high-end backup now that we see it, but a backup in this league. Once this, and this was terrible, and I think it's wrong, but when Dak got hurt, I heard you know, people talking about he's the eighth best quarterback in the division. You know, behind all the backups. When we look at that and we see what we've seen from Davis Mills early, I heard Lovie say this the other day. Lovie said this about the offense, and all of this made me get to a point where I just vehemently disagree with things that Lovie has said here the last couple of days about not changing anything. But this was him talking about the offense.
Back to the offensive side of the football. When I talk about those plays we didn't make, it can make the outcome look a lot worse. But there were so many guys that improved from week two. And if we can continue the path, I mean, we'll eventually get this figured out.
Yeah, okay.
Eventually.
Right. We'll eventually get this figured out. All right, let's just keep doing the same damn thing over. I've arrived at this point, Clint, and I think this is very, very fair. I asked myself honestly, does Davis Mills give this team the best chance to win? I think that is up for debate, what we've watched the past three games. Absolutely up for debate if he gives this team the best chance to win. One, do I believe seriously that the Texans are still in the thought process of, Davis Mills can be the guy for the future for us. I God hope they're not. I hope they have come around and understood. We've got 16 games, 14 starts. We've repeatedly watched him struggle in the fourth quarter. Like, I don't think he is going to hold us off from drafting one of these quarterbacks early.
I'm a part of the Mills Mafia, too.
I know you are. But with those two things up, my thought is they should now be honestly looking at a competition. I think I'm not saying that Kyle Allen or Jeff Driskel should start. I think we have reached a point right now that there should at least be conversations of a competition, how they play.
Jeff Driskel is freakishly athletic.
And we'll evaluate and potentially the best guy plays. Because I just think where they are right now, he's potentially not having given you the best chance to win. And I don't think that they got to be honest and serious about, hey, we still need to see more to see if he's the guy for the future. Because he's not stopping you from drafting Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. I don't think there's anything he could do the rest of the way. With those two things, I think you have preached competition up and down this roster. I think this position deserves a competition.
It's really about the 69.
I think we have reached that point, Clint, with Davis Mills and his performance.
I don't disagree with your thought, and I'll even take it one step further. Kyle Allen would have won.
You honestly believe in your heart.
100%.
Like, you honestly believe in your heart the Texans' record would be different if Kyle Allen started the three games.
Yes.
I don't care how many games, but you think it would be different.
Yes.
And if that is the case, man, we have to be at a point where, hey, guys, let's take a look and see. Let's look. I remember Kyle Allen came in the loop and said, no, it's his team. I don't think that they should be in that space.
Yeah, I don't disagree with your point, Show, at all. 100%. I mean, anybody with a football IQ, I mean, I don't know what a high number is, but with that's been watching the games would agree with you. I just don't know what the end game is if you're doing that. I think the worst thing you could do at this point, if you're Nick Caserio, is have Kyle Allen quarterback you out of the number one overall draft pick.
Oh, so you're thinking it from that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because what's your end game? I mean,
that's fair.
If Davis Mills plays you, you know, into the seventh pick instead of the second or the first, whatever, then at least you can say, hey, he's done some good things, and he'll be around the program, and maybe he'll back up, or maybe in their eyes, they may believe that he can do enough in the next 14 games. I don't know. To me, I just look at it and I go, boy, the worst thing you could do, because you know Kyle Allen's not your future. Jeff Driskel damn sure is not your future. And so you look at it and you go, man, do you want to put Kyle Allen in there? And Kyle, do you want to put him in there and have Kyle Allen drop your draft order? They're not thinking like that. They're clearly not thinking like
win.
That. Show.
They want to win.
I don't know about that, but I still think there's priorities. I think there's priorities over doing everything you can to win ball games. I mean, because look, and I don't mean to beat on.
Some of the inactives and actives list.
Right. I mean, it just don't make sense. Like Rex Burkhead, not going at this point in time. Not even. And again, I'm okay with Rex Burkhead being. I think the outrage over Rex Burkhead is because of how he's being used, not necessarily because he's on his football team. If they were using Damian Pierce the right way, we wouldn't be talking about Rex Burkhead would be a non-factor. I mean, he'd be a D topic. You know, hey man, it'd be a good idea if they go get another running back. My problem with Rex Burkhead is how they're using him, and then how the head coach doesn't acknowledge that Rex Burkhead getting the carries that he's getting is a problem. Right? Using Rex Burkhead the way you're using him it doesn't make sense. Rex Burkhead on his team and being a mentor in the running back room and getting, hey, 4 or 5 carries a game when Damian Pierce taps his helmet, okay, cool. Splitting the backup role with Daria Agumbawale, cool. Nobody's even talking about Rex Burkhead. We're talking about Rex Burkhead because of the way he's being used, and then I'm concerned about it because of the way that I hear the decision makers discuss it like, oh yeah, we're good with Rex. Rex is good. That's the plan moving forward.
Okay, I think everything you made, every point you made is valid. As we're talking here, you could text in 713-572-4610. Have we reached a point where it should be a competition between Davis Mills and Jeff Driskel, and more importantly, Kyle Allen, in terms of who should be the starting quarterback. I think there should be. You made some really good points. I want to bring up one thing to see if this changes your thought process at all. We'll talk about that coming up next. And some news we need to pass along about what's going on with the Astros. We'll tell you what that is coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, a little Astros news to pass along. Lance McCullers has been scratched from his start tonight against Arizona. Luis Garcia will get the start for the Astros. McCullers has been scratched with illness.
Diarrhea.
You don't know at all what it is.
If it were diarrhea, that would be a tough pitch. I mean, that would be tough to go out there and go through that. I could probably stand at like first base or something, but pitching with all that stretching out and striding and pushing, boy, you'd be in trouble if you did have diarrhea.
Yeah, you're risking getting a little too cavalier up there.
How many innings you think you could go?
With a case of diarrhea?
A case of diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Man, I mean, until it blew. I mean, I don't know. Just depends when it hits, man.
It depends. Yeah. Are we wearing our white pants?
You had to. Yeah, I mean, I don't think the pants colored, the white or the gray. I mean, you'd have to be in the space. If you're out there, Rooster, it don't matter, Chief. Yeah, it had to be the blue space.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they're wearing the blue Space City jerseys, then you can get away with a little more.
That's a good point. That's a good one. I was going to say it's not like you pitting, but I guess it is. If you got dark blue jerseys.
I think I can go two innings if I, you know, had a lot of leeway to walk around the mound a little bit.
Wait. You can't put a number of innings on it. When you got diarrhea, you don't know when it's going to come. You don't know when it's going to hit.
I got to go between innings.
Yeah, you go between innings, but sometimes you can maybe hold it a little bit. if you can get there.
Now we're into that cavalier, that Tyler was talking about.
But you can't take chances.
It's a risky game to play.
You cannot take chances.
I know from experience.
I know. I'm telling you, I had a guy that I worked with in the press box who had to throw his draws in the trash and drive home and come back and made it by the seventh. Because he got a little too, as he said, cavalier with a fart. So
it happens to the best of us.
Yeah, so yeah, it does. All right, if you missed it, as we were talking, I said, man, you know, look at everything. Like, I feel like it should be a quarterback, potentially a quarterback competition right now, where they go out and they practice and they look at, you know, Mills and Kyle Allen and Jeff Driskel and potentially see, all right, who's playing the best? Because I just think right now we've reached a point here where, I mean, Davis Mills is hurting the team in a fashion where you have to question, one, is he give you the best chance to win? Two, is he the future? And I don't think that he is in either cases right now. And Clint, you gave up really good. You make really, really good points. Do you want Kyle Allen to quarterback you to the 10th pick? Do you want him to step in and potentially, because you do believe the record would be different for the Texans if Kyle Allen played?
Well, I think the record would be different through three games. So hell yeah, through 14.
Yeah.
I think he would change. I think he would win games. I think he'd be a lot more aggressive. I think he'd be less receptive to a coach telling him to check the football down and get it out quick and stay on schedule. I think he'd play. I think he'd approach it differently. I think the record would be different. I think it'd be better right now if Kyle Allen were quarterbacking. And I have no reason to believe that wouldn't be the case for the next 14 if he could stay healthy.
But you know he's not the future, and you know he's not going. You know you're not really going anywhere and you're just hurting your potential draft stock.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when it's all said,
it makes a lot of sense, and I think a lot of fans heard that and agreed with that.
I'm not typically the guy that believes in you know, having conversations about the season with the Texans of making decisions to like get the number one overall pick. Like that's not realistic. And I've been in that world, and it's just not. It may be conversations at the top, and they may make some decisions at the top about the roster and things of that nature. But the coaching staff's not sitting there making starting quarterback decisions, or you know who's active or inactive. And now there's been some bad ones in Houston, several of them. They're not those mistakes aren't being made because they want the number one overall pick. Those mistakes are being made because they think that that they're in love with those other players for some reason or another, or you know, they're hiding a player on the roster, or there's players that they can cut that'll clear and other players that won't. I mean, there's it's not about getting the number one overall draft pick. However, if I'm going to change quarterbacks, I've got to discuss all the options. And the thing is, if Davis Mills wins enough ball games and shows me enough that we don't get the first overall pick, we get the sixth overall pick, if he plays me into that, then at least in the process, I'm evaluating a player that's going to impact this team somehow, some way moving forward. Kyle Allen is not going to be an answer for the Houston Texans. He is not going to be a Houston Texan beyond, I don't know how long is his contract, 1 or 2 years. He's a backup that's a non-factor for the Texans. That guy playing you out of the number one, number two, number three overall pick, I think is at the top is probably at least acknowledged.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people roll that way. My thought is you said evaluating, and that's what I was thinking. Like, man, I also want to start to evaluate Nico Collins.
Great point.
I also would like to start to evaluate Brevin Jordan to really see what you have. And does Kyle Allen do that better for you? Does Kyle Allen – because right now –
like,
I think I think Nico Collins has improved. I just don't think the balls are coming his way enough. I don't think he's getting a lot of opportunity. I mean, we're sending it through three games. They've been in the red zone multiple times, and he hadn't had a fade thrown to him since preseason. And we watched him in practice with Kyle Allen be able to hit go routes in practice, right? And Brevin Jordan can't get going. Now, maybe a lot is on Brevin Jordan, but
Brandon Cooks can't get going.
Like, I just – when we talk about evaluating, I think also the other young players on the roster, do you get a better chance of knowing what you get from Nico Collins or Brevin Jordan with Kyle Allen potentially? And I think that's where I also go there. The win-loss record, everything you're saying makes sense. But also evaluating the other young players out there, I wonder that. Because It feels like, God, honest, it feels like when Davis is out there and he sees number 28 out there, he just has like something in him says, I've got to throw it to Rex. I got to go to Rex for some reason. And I think, as you said, hell, he missed Nico coming behind him. I've got to throw it to Rex. I've got to throw it to Rex. I don't know what the hell that's about. Yeah. And maybe he needs a Rex intervention to something. But I do think seeing the value in what you have of the other guys, does another quarterback give you a better shot?
I think it's a very valid point, and I don't doubt it one bit. I mean, you don't have to, like you just said, you don't have to go back any further than the last play of the Bears game when the Texans threw the interception, when Davis Mills threw the interception. Nico Collins is I mean, you can't draw up the rap concept any better. Nico Collins is screaming wide open for a monster game, but we have no idea whether he catches that ball. We have no idea if he can catch it and run it, take contact. We don't know if he can catch it and outrun somebody, like split a seam and outrun somebody and
well,
show
us.
Well,
we got he ran a route pretty well, I guess.
Yeah, he ran a great route. But you don't – because the quarterback was so quick to get to his check down, you missed an opportunity to evaluate a player when the play caller drew up a perfect play. It was the route was ran perfectly. You got the exact defense you thought you were going to get, and you missed an opportunity. Why? Because your quarterback's getting the ball to check down so quickly. Now, is that coaching? Is that Davis Mills? Is that in his blood? I don't know. That's not the question. I believe a veteran quarterback that has some guts, a veteran quarterback that'll put it on the line.
Big plums.
Yeah.
And somebody who's not scared, like this is my last shot.
I believe he stands in there, and I believe he throws that rap concept, and the game comes out. Now, I don't know if the Texans win, but that drive continues, and you have a shot. Instead of the Bears turning around and kicking a field goal, the game over. I think it's different.
But you're evaluating Nico better.
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that would be my pushback. Everything you said makes sense. I just like it's also about evaluating, you know, the other pieces around and the young players
fair
you
point.
Have.
Very fair point.
And I think you do have to ask yourself if Kyle Allen gives you a better shot at
that. I would not be shocked if at some point this season – there's not a move made. Now, I don't think it's anytime soon.
I don't either, especially.
I think it's beyond midseason. But I could see the last month of this season playing out to where, hey, Kyle, buckle up. Let's go evaluate some guys. They're never going to put it like that. They're going to say we're going to go with Kyle here on out. But the thought process is no question about it. Nick needs to see what these guys can do.
All right, Seth Payne coming up as he does each and every Tuesday. He'll join us. I got a Lovie Smith question to run by him. We'll get his thoughts on that coming up next.
Backhand slap a bitch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Stoerner and the show.
All right, it is a Tuesday, so that means we are joined by Seth Payne. You can hear him every day right here on Sports Radio 610, 6 to 10 a.m. on Payne and Pendergast. How you doing, Seth?
I'm good, guys. I'm rebounding. I'm starting to feel positive again.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's jump into this.
How about positive from yesterday?
Yeah, Lovie. How about a little – hey, guys, hey, can we please be positive, okay? There's nothing I love better than somebody negatively compelling me to be positive.
Listen, we talked about this. That is really infuriating me.
He's
got to stop doing this. He's got to stop doing this, man.
It's like you're a guy on your high school team. It's like, come on, guys. You got to want it like I do.
Like, I mean, I feel like he's got a sheet of paper, like a script in his hand about everything that Jalen Petrie did yesterday because he had all of his stats at the ready to be positive. So I hope he stops doing that. I did want to run a lovey question by you. We talked about this a bit yesterday, and I disagree with Lovey because he said he's not – thinking that anything needs to change. No, we're not going to change anything. And I think when you have outcomes like they've had, especially in the fourth quarters, that are very, very similar, something needs to change. And they are having some kind of issue with not having their best players on the field. Mm-hmm. And my thought is, if you're the head coach, maybe he needs to give up those DC play calling duties so he can have more focus on the decision-making process and everything when it comes to the full team, especially personnel and offensive moves. Your thoughts on if Lovey needs to give that up?
It's, you know, I don't think there's a blanket answer to that in any situation. A lot of times it comes down to just how good do you feel about whoever the defensive coordinator in waiting would be. And I don't know exactly who that would be. You know, there's several candidates on the defensive side of the ball. Because sometimes, okay, you might have at least one good thing going with the Texans right now, which is their ability to create turnovers. I think they're doing some good things in pass defense, or at least promising things in terms of pass defense. the run defense, it's not so much. So I'm always careful about that. I feel like that needs to be an off-season decision. I do wonder, though, and worry sometimes with defensive coaches that they are a little too laissez-faire with the offense. I thought Kubiak was too laissez-faire and just hands-off with the defense when he was here, and the only thing that really remedied it was getting Wade Phillips in as a defensive coordinator, which was that, okay, so Kubiak continued to be hands-off with the defense, but he had a really good defensive coordinator and good personnel out there, so it didn't matter. Yeah, this might be an instance where Lovey has to step in and say, okay, now wait a second. As a defensive coordinator, I got to be honest with you. When Rex Burkhead is on the field, it makes my life a whole lot easier. I get to coach my linebackers up a certain way. I get to call my defenses a certain way. That I don't even care. I don't know what they have in Ogunbowale. But the beautiful thing about that is that other defensive coordinators don't know what they have in Ogunbowale. The problem with Rex Burkhead is that there's 10 years of evidence that he's only capable of doing so many things. So, yeah, I think at the very least, if it's not relinquishing the defensive coordinator side of things, maybe it's taking a little bit more of a heavy hand or being a little bit extra friendly and suggestive when it comes to some of the personnel decisions.
Seth, it seems to me like I'm hearing conversations about going and finding another running back and you know the way the roster's built and you know the usage of Rex Burkhead and when it's all said and done, I mean we're talking about guys that can't simply seem to understand or execute putting the best player on the field in the most critical moments of the game. I only said that, like, isn't it a little bit of a stretch, or there's clearly a disconnect in the way our minds think versus the way their minds think in a sense of we can't even get the best guys on the field in crunch time, and we're over here having a conversation about finding another running back.
Well, I guess, I mean, but that's the question, though, isn't it? I don't think you can just – I don't think that they think that the best guys aren't on the field. Mm. I mean, that's you really don't know what you have in Ogunbowale or what Royce Freeman is. I think that's when it comes down to, all right, why are there not better players on the roster? And why isn't with Dameon Pierce, I guess that's the question is, all right, between Dameon Pierce and Rex Burkhead, I think in Lovie Smith's mind, his definition of best player might be the guy that he can rely on more or knows more, will do the right thing more consistently, even if it's not consistently explosive. So I don't think anybody's consciously saying, I don't want the best players on the field right now. I think they're just saying that Lovie Smith cares more about ball security, which is valid. Like, Damian Pierce can't be putting the ball on the ground twice. That's pathetic. I mean, that's I love Damian Pierce and his energy, but man, if you fumble twice in a game, you're sometimes lucky you're not cut. Like, if he fumbled twice in one game and he was on a really good team, he might get cut the next day. So, especially if those fumbles are lost. So,
but he ain't getting cut here.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I think that's what it comes down to, is just a worldview right now of rather like conservatively not wanting to make mistakes more than actually being a hammer to a nail.
All right, Seth Payne here with us. Your thoughts, Seth, on the offense overall? They are struggling, and Davis Mills is getting a lot of the heat, and I think he deserves it with how he's played. But how much of this is on Pep? Because I think there is something there with, all right, he's conservative, and we know kind of Lovie Smith is, but where is this coming from? Is this Pep dealing with Lovie, or is this Pep dealing with the quarterback talent he has, or is this just Pep struggling himself?
I don't know how conservative he is. I think there's a tendency sometimes that when a quarterback doesn't connect on deep balls, we kind of act like he's never thrown them at all. Where, I mean, they're taking some shots to Nico Collins on down the sideline, and they actually have – they're about middle of the league in number of 20-plus yard pass plays. So it's not like they are in terms of air yards per attempt, they're, you know, closer to middle of the pack. So it's not like they're extremely conservative by NFL standards, but they just don't connect on a lot of those things. So I think that skews the perception of it a little bit. Maybe they get more – now they get conservative in the fourth quarter when that's a question of, all right, is that Pep Hamilton or is that Davis Mills just wanting to feed the ball to Rex Burkhead because he's a warm and comfy and relatively stationary blanket? You can just, if you want to throw the ball to Rex Burkhead, you don't have to lead him as much, and that's nice for a young quarterback. I think that Davis Mills right now, I think there's times where I don't know if he's actually going through his progressions, but he makes a show of going through his progressions. And then I think there's also times where he's screwing up reads on RPOs. You know, and that Kenyon Green was downfield. You know, obviously that was an RPO that should have gone differently. The one big play that freaks me out a little bit with Pep Hamilton was that sack at the beginning of the fourth quarter when the Texans had 8-man pass protection and 2 defenders and a 4-man rush came completely free. And there's so many things wrong with that, both with the way the players executed it, but also I think in Davis Mills not understanding what front he was seeing and possibly checking into a run there. But then also, like, the play action execution itself, this is where I'll go back to Pep Hamilton. There wasn't a guy on that field that was fooled by the play action. Like, every single guy in the linebacking group and the safeties took one step forward, then dropped back off into coverage. And I think that comes down to execution, which the offensive coordinator is in charge of. So yeah, I think we're 3 games into this and there are a lot of inefficiencies and there are a lot of guys who are playing poorly. And some of it's going to be on Pep Hamilton. We just don't really know how much until we get a few more games under our belt and see especially as the level of competition starts going up. So I'm skeptical right now. I'm skeptical, but I'm willing to change my mind.
Yeah, the crazy thing is for me, Seth, it's going to take some drastic changes to, in terms of the polos on the sideline, to change minds, I think. I mean, like, we were talking about it earlier, on the goal line down there, they're in 22 personnel and Philip Dorsett's the only receiver on the field. How does Philip? He was inactive 2 weeks ago. He wasn't good enough to get on the field over 5 other receivers, or even on the active roster over 5 receivers. How is that the guy that's out there? So again, we talk about Damian Pierce and the Rex Burkhead dynamic. I mean, it's not the only time that it's very trivial. Like, what? Like, how do you plan 22 personnel all week long, and Philip Dorsett is the guy, the only receiver on the football field, the only threat you have?
Yeah, and I think also I heard you talking in the post game, Clint, a little bit about this, and I agree with it. You know, okay, philosophically, if you're a guy that loves these heavy formations and, you know, condensed formations, that's all well and good, but your tight ends suck at blocking. Like, you're trying to turn this thing into a rugby scrum, and you got a bunch of guys out there who are awful blockers. I don't know how wise that is. That just sometimes seems like doing something because you believe, you know, like when you're going through your, maybe you're going through your prayers, but you're not really feeling it. It's just something you do by habit. Are you really doing what you're supposed to be doing? No, I think these guys are like basically just, I don't know what the Catholics do. They say a bunch of Hail Marys or something, but don't quite feel it. That's what they're doing. And I'm not feeling it with these tight ends and their little blocking attempts.
All right, Seth, man, we always enjoy talking to you. We'll see if they can get a W this weekend against a depleted Chargers team, and we'll
screw the Chargers.
That's right.
I don't have that. Quarter of their roster is injured right now. You got Herbert with a cracked cartilage in his wrist. I've never even heard of that.
Me neither.
I presume it's made up. Yeah.
Bastard.
Man, that's chicken shit to me.
Yeah.
That's right.
We'll see if they can get a W. All right, man. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll see you soon.
All right. That is Seth Payne, one half of Payne and Pendergast. You can catch him every morning right here on Sports Radio 610. From 6 a.m. 10 a.m. Also, if you're looking for an edge as you're picking games this weekend, check out the BetQL Network, live odds, real projections, and weekly best bets. BetQL can make you and help you work smarter and not harder. BetQL is the home for wagertainment. Find it on your Odyssey app. All right, news here about the Astros. Lance McCullers, he's been pulled, but that's not the only news that Astros fans need to hear about. We'll tell you what that is coming up next.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.